Good afternoon, humans out there, all humans of above and below and out there, all out there. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's your boy Eli. I'm back again. Call me E, Eli, Elijah. How are you feeling? Where are you feeling this afternoon? Currently where I'm at, it's cold. I don't know where you all are, but I'm in Virginia right now at the moment. It's pretty cold out here, so it's not the worst weather, but ain't the best. But either way, I'm inside, but you know, it's just the warm weather I missed, and I was supposed to go for a run. I went outside and it hit me. But I didn't let that stop my routine. And that's what I'm here to talk to y'all about. Today's episode will be about, the title is gonna be called Morning Coffee. And what I mean by morning coffee is not saying you wake up in the morning and you gotta get, you know, this giant caramel frappuccino from Starbucks, or you gotta get something from Dunkin' Donuts, you know, extra sugar, extra cream, extra everything, you know. No, morning coffee asks, what is your coffee in the morning? If you actually drink coffee, by all means, go ahead. I mean, hey, I don't do it. I don't drink coffee. It's not the best thing for you, but you know, that's just what I know, what my research says. But yeah, I don't really drink coffee. But morning routine, what do you do in the morning? What gets you going? What gets you up? Do you just wake up to an alarm, all flustered, chaotic, scrambling, trying to get ready, 5 minutes left because you hit snooze 4 times? Or are you one of the few people, which is not many, I'm working on my consistency with it, I've been consistent, but people actually get up earlier before their alarm, they beat their alarm, or they set alarm because they just want to get up at that time to start their day. I mean, it's not the best thing you might want to do because it's early and you might need some extra minutes of sleep, but those extra minutes of sleep is going to determine how your day goes. And if you're really, really craving those extra minutes of sleep, to push yourself back to start your day later, that's not the best thing to do. Sacrifice those couple minutes, get up early, because you're gonna pay back in the long run. You're gonna find out having extra time later on throughout your day. And that's what we're talking about. Morning routine. What do y'all do in the morning? Do y'all get up? Do y'all take time to yourselves? Do you actually sit here and just sit in like the calm ambience of like your quiet room? Or are you waiting until like a loud TV, lights on, you know, alarm going off, music playing? Some people like that, some people don't. I know me, I like to wake up when it's, and I like to hear quietness. I like to just hear myself think, hear my own thoughts, talk to myself. Me, my routine, I get up, and I've been doing this for a while now. I used to be way more consistent. I got back into it consistently, but this is something I really tell people about. How you start your morning off is really gonna determine your day. And that's like the ultimate fact right there. If you wake up in the morning and you woke up, you're running late. So right there, you're already flustered, right? You woke up, oh, I'm late. I can't be late to work. So now the whole time, instead of focusing on like, okay, what I need to get out this house to make myself on time, you're, oh, I'm late, I gotta get this, I gotta do that, da, da, da. And you're over here thinking about so many other different things instead of thinking about the what right in front of you. Okay, I need to get up. I know I'm late, but let me go ahead and get dressed. I need to brush my teeth. I need to take a quick shower. I need to get this on. I need to get that on. Let me make sure I got this. Do I have time to clean my room, or if I gotta make my bed? Things like that. So just panicking, because now your stress is up the roof. Your anxiety's kicking in. You have anxiety. I know me, I have bad anxiety. I get bad nerves. Like a lot of people say, you speak so confident, or you don't seem nervous. But and deep down inside, I'm like screaming, like help, help, help. Like I really do be like that all the time, which is funny. But in the morning, I really harp on that. Like I'm big on like, take those first 10, 15 minutes to yourself. Like I don't get how people just roll over. And I mean, I just be like this all the time, but you just roll over and they just check their phone. Like the first thing they do is like roll over, grab their phone. And it's like, you have this bright screen just beaming in your eyes. And you're just like, wait, just waking up. You know how messed up that is? Like your brain's like, yo, I'm trying to process. You're gonna put this artificial bright light in my eyes right now, and I'm trying to register what's going on. And then the thing is, you're not even registered, probably something positive. Imagine being up to like 4 bad text messages, 2 missed calls you didn't want to get. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be negative, but when you wake up, I don't want to wake up to like, you know, hey, you wake up and boom, I get hit in the face with, you know, bull crap. You know, I wake up and it's like, oh, the world's ended. I don't wake up to that. I know you guys don't. We're already living in this COVID-like era. So when you wake up, it's like, oh, you know, I really just can't go outside today. COVID, this is on lockdown. This is banned. We can't do this no more. This new norm, ridiculous. But don't let don't let those things distract you from your morning routine. So what I do is, y'all can have to do this at all. Everybody's different. I hope you, if you guys have a natural good routine out there, stick with it by all means. Do not change. Do not, you know, I'm not here to try to start a cult and have you guys, oh yeah, do this, do that. No, not at all. Far from that. Far, far from that. Basically, what I want you to do is I want you to understand the importance of the morning, because once you conquer the morning, you're going to conquer the afternoon. When you conquer the afternoon, you conquer that evening. When you conquer that evening, you conquer that night. By the time you're about to go to bed, guess what? You just kick today's ass. And that's what I'm here for, is to keep kicking every day's ass. So in the morning, for my morning coffee, my routine is I get up and the first thing I do is I pray. Now, I know I'm not going to be, I know I said I'd be spiritual. We're talking about spirituality on here, but I'm not going to be too big in religion. Me, I pray. That's just what I believe in. That's something I'm cool with. I get up and I pray, and it feels good. I get up, it's like a ring just went off in my head, you know. So I like that. So I get up and I pray. Simple, 2 minutes just saying thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be more productive, to get closer to you, get myself closer to my goals. Let me have a good, productive day. In Jesus' name, as I pray, you know, amen. And I go about my day. Of course, I might, every day is different. You know, I might pray for my mom, my pop, you know, my friends who need pray out there. I know what they'd be going through. You know, the world. Yeah, I do pray for the world, because the world's not the best place right now. But that's when I start off right there. Then I meditate. I legit turn on a podcast. Yes, I listen to other podcasts. I turn on a podcast. It's a good one. I can give you guys information once I pull it back up. But it's this nice, soothing, calming, you know, just this common energy that I need in the morning. And I do that. I just meditate. And I just, when I mean I meditate, I don't do the whole home and, you know, no, meditate. I just have my eyes closed. I stretch a little bit and I just think about my day. And when I mean think about it, I don't think about the negativity of the day. I don't think about the huge list of the day. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm just waking up. I'm getting my body to process the day. Hey, it's a new day. It is not yesterday. It is today. How am I going to get up and go about today? And I think about the positive. Okay, Eli, you got a couple things to do, but that's good. The fact that I woke up and I have things that I need to get done, I like that. I need that. Because waking up, I don't know about you guys, when I wake up and I don't have nothing to do, I'm just like, damn, I'm just sitting in the house, you know, just in a room, just like twiddling my thumbs, like, okay, now what do I do? Like, I mean, I have nothing to do today, which is good. You need those days to take those breaks, but I like to do that. So in the morning, I would get up, meditate after I pray, and then I journal. I journal because Rob Dial, shouts out to Rob, he got me into journaling big time. He's really, his podcasts are really good, really powerful podcasts, real positive, good vibes from that guy. But he got me into journaling, and he says, he started by saying, just write anything. You could write anything. You could write, man, at this time at 12 o'clock, I had to use the bathroom. As crazy as it may sound, but just write it, because you're going to start building a habit of, when you start writing that stuff down throughout the day, it becomes like a habit and a good habit. Because now it's like, okay, you won't really forget things in a way. People have their phones and people just write notes in their phone. I have an ex. Shouts out Jasmine. It's so funny. She got me into this. She used to have so many notifications, right? So many notifications, like so many. But when I realized what it was, and I wasn't like creeping her phone in it, but when I seen it pop up, I was like, this girl has like over like 120 plus notifications on the calendar. Like, what is she missing? And it was literally everything she had to do for that day or that week or what she was planning on doing. I was just like, wow, you really take this time to manage all that. And she gets it done. So shout out Jazz, that's my dog right there, but she got me into that. So journaling, Rob got me into journaling. So if you need to write down what you're planning on for that day, some goals you wanna hit. Like, I know this week is, okay, Eli, I wanna run. I gotta hit 4 miles this week. So to hit 4 miles, I need to monitor every time I run a mile, which is why I was a little upset this morning, because it's really, really cold. So I gotta go to the gym and, you know, get that in. Speaking of gym, that's another thing I do. So since, people are like, oh, don't you work? Yes, I do have a job. We just work from home, COVID. So that's why I said my last episode, I said COVID's been a blessing in more ways than other, and people are kind of missing that point. It's been a blessing for me. Yes, there are deaths and people are getting sick and it's scary, but I don't live in fear. I try to live fear. Not saying I live fearless, like careless, but I live fearless. Like, I just, you know, it's just what, this is life. It's gonna happen. If my time comes, hey, then my time comes. But anyways, I try to live fearless, so, excuse me, I try to keep it going to the point where I'm going to keep getting what I'm going to get done, and not, nothing's gonna stop that. So if I gotta journal, I gotta journal. If I gotta go work out, I gotta work out. So back to working out, that's what I do. So since I get to work from home, I have this lot of time now, I realize there's a lot of time. Like, time is precious. Time is so, so, so precious. And we don't get it back. You know, that's something you can't get back. Once this time is gone, you just gotta let it go. Bite the bullet, take it to the chin, and keep it moving. There's nothing you can do about it, right? So since I'm having this extra time, I'm able to get stuff done that I wouldn't normally do because I'd be at work. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I can see why people kind of have a hard time doing stuff, because it's like you got to create time. You only got 24 hours in a day, but it's like you can't create time. You can't add time. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you take that morning routine serious and start your day a little earlier, you will have more time throughout the day. You're like, well, I actually have some time now. See, and now you started creating that time. You didn't actually physically, oh yeah, added a new type of time stopwatch out there to add. No, you just actually, the time you got in the day, you adjusted it and managed it. And you took it and made it a better way so you get your stuff done. So that's what I do. And then working out gets me going. That's like, that gets me going. Like if I need that kick, music, I like music. There's this song called I Can't Go For That. It's a little, it's an older song, but it's these two white dudes. They be killing. It's like, I can't go for that. No can do. That's just a good little song, but it gets me going. So I play that. I work out pretty often. Like I said in my last episode, I'm trying to put on a little weight. So I work out. And then when I come back, I shower, and that's my morning. Like, by then, I do all that. That's my morning. And it may seem like, wow, like, that's a lot. It's really not. It's really not. And it goes, you know? Like, it's my rhythm. It's, like, it's my routine. It's a habit. You know, to build a habit, you got to do the same thing, very small amounts of it every day. So that's what I'm saying with journaling. You just write down a couple little things. Boom, you're done. Don't even go back to it. Just let it sit there. Next day, do it again. Boom, you're done. That's the type of working out. When I worked out, I wasn't the strongest guy. Still not. Man, I'd be struggling. I'd be hurting that gym. But I know it's going to help me in the long run. But when I first worked out, I kept telling my pops. I'm like, yo, pops, my muscles be burning out. Shout out to my boy, Ant. He put me on. I was like, Ant, you know, he's working out. He was like a guy like my size. And he was like, yeah, man, you have muscle fatigue. You know, you're not used to it. You just got to keep pushing through. I'm like, well, that's the thing. I can't push with no more to push, bro. Like, I'm out. Like, I'm gassed out. So he gave me some regimen, some ideas, and I took them, and I did. He's like, yo, you got to increase your appetite. You got to eat more. He's like, definitely double up on your water intake. You know, just things like that. Show me some things, like some ideas. Like, he's like, hey, when you first get in the gym, don't run. That was my prize to run. And he's like, he's burnt all that energy. He said, when you get to the gym, he's like, maybe a quick little slight stretch, but hit the weights and hit them heavy, because that's when you're your strongest. You just woke up, you just got up, your body's at its peak right there. That's why people go run in the morning, to release all those endorphins. That helps out a lot, because you're at your top moment in a sense. You know, even though you're just waking up, but you're just such in a deep state of mind, you're in a deep trance, a deep sleep for hours. When you get out of that, your body's like, okay, cool. That's why when we have dreams and when we have these visions at night, you wake up, some people get inspired, some people wake up scared, because you just went through it for hours at a time. To you, it felt like, man, I had a dream for like, you know, like 10 minutes. But in reality, you're really like that for hours. So imagine like your subconscious is going through something like scary, but you remember that blimp, like nightmares. You might remember that blimp nightmare, but you're subconsciously, you're going through that for hours out the night. It's pretty crazy when you think about it. So like, imagine something good you're going through. That's why people get these crazy ideas or these, I had this dream, this vision, because they had, their subconscious was going through so much. So get final, what gets you going. That's what I have to do. And then after that, I try to read. I had this book called The Origins of Creativity by Edward O. Something. I gotta find the books in my room, but it's a good book. The Origins of Creativity. It's a really, really good book. That helps me out a lot. I like to read, so that's kind of one thing that gets me going. And when I have the time for it, because I do have extra time now, boom, I can read now. I can get going, and it's gonna be helpful with me. Definitely try to find something that you liked and do it in the morning. If you have like I told people this, if you have like an art skill, you like to draw, you like to paint, or you do music, you can produce, you can record, or you know, you're a teacher and you're good at math. I always tell people, like, do that in the beginning. Like, find time to do that. Don't do it at the end of the day, because when you're at the end of the day, you're really gassed out. You're thinking about how bad your day might have been, how much stuff you didn't probably get done, what you gotta do. So now when it comes down to be creative, that whole side of your brain, that's the creative side, is just wiped out, drained. you have no motivation. You're depressed. You just sabotage yourself. You emotionally sabotage yourself. So now you're like, wow, I don't want to do it no more. But if you wake up in the morning and get it done, and that's what you like, that's your passion, makes you happy, you're going to be like, man, this morning I got up. You know what I did? I had time to paint. I did a quick little paint this morning. And people are like, well, I paint. You did that. And now look, your whole day is just elevated. And now your creative juices are going. So throughout the whole day, you're going to be on that creative vibe, that happy vibe. So just keep going. And the reason why I'm telling people this is because morning is the first thing it's the start of the day. You know, it's how you get your day going. I know I didn't mention breakfast. People are like, oh, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Me personally, I'm not a breakfast eater. I'm not a big eater in general. I try to eat, like, now I have been eating more because of working out, but truthfully me, from what research I've done, breakfast is not good. It's just not the best thing to do. Even though I do, of course, I like brunch. I'm a big, big brunch guy, so I know I'd be going out. But in the morning, I don't eat. I'm not cool with knowing that, you know, you're eating a chicken, you know what I'm saying, eating a baby chicken. Then you got people like French toast or pancakes. That's just like eating sand, yo. That's bad for you. Then you got the potatoes, all that starch, the bacon. We all know bacon ain't good. It's good to taste, not good to eat. But those are things that I don't consume in the morning because they're so bad and detrimental. That's why I remember I used to eat a breakfast, not even a big one, just eggs and a couple pieces of bacon. And next you know, I'm like drained. I'm like, oh, here comes the itis. Oh, wow, I'm feeling sick. Had to stop it. So now I just wake up, I kill water, man. I might drink like 2 bottles of water and I'll eat like a little fruit, apple, banana, and I'm gone. And that's it. And I just have to thug it out until I eat lunch or something like that. But that's how it is. But that's why I didn't bring up breakfast, because I'm not going to sit here and try to be, I'm not a scientist, I'm not going to hear speak, but I'm speaking for myself and my experience and what I researched on me. So that's just my insight on that. The benefits behind having a morning routine, though, your morning coffee, the benefits is it's going to create good habits. Because now, think about it. How easy it is to build a bad habit? How easy is it? It's so easy. You do it all the time. Think about it. People are liars. You're like, oh, you're such a liar. It's a bad habit. Because they've done it so much. It's like, it's just so crazy. Or a person who is, a drinker or a smoker. They've done it so much. They've done it for, you know, a couple of days at a time. It's like the norm to them. I know I was like that at one point. I had to slow down a lot. Because I would drink Monday through Friday. And Monday to Sunday, really. Sundays I try not to. But every now and then, you know, went to the beach. Had a couple of drinks. That's what it was. But, yeah, I had to really cut back. I mean, I was really, alcohol was like part of my diet. I used to joke around people when I was like, the only liquids I drink is water and alcohol. And my close friends, they know, like they can bear witness. They know. That was it, man. Water and alcohol. But I had to stop that. So build those good habits. Cause when you start building these good habits, and then when you actually want to stop something, like, hey, I want to create this habit, but I need to stop doing this. You got in a routine of creating good habits, it's going to start coming second nature to you. It's going to just start pinging off in your head. You'll be fine. Another thing about having your morning coffee is a clear mindset. Remember I said, write your day down, journal. You gotta have that clear mindset, dude. You don't wanna wake up and then you check your social media and then you're tagging these posts or you see this stuff. That's the reason I don't have social media. I got tired of seeing the negativity. So me, I got no social media. But that's what I had to stop seeing. Stop seeing stuff like, oh man, this person did that, they got that. And it's not good. It was just all just toxic BS to me. I'm like, I don't need this, I don't want that. So I had to stop. So I told myself, lose my mindset. And that's one thing I'm big on, is my mental. Nobody will ever shake me, break me, or make me do something I don't want to do. If I said something or if I showed that to you, I did it. I allowed that. So that way nobody can have anything over my head or own anything over you. The only thing you can protect your own mind. You can protect your own mind. See what I'm saying? So guard it. Another thing is less stress and anxiety. I'm huge, huge, huge. Stress. Don't stress. Stress kills, it's proven. And people are like, oh, you don't just die just from stress. We know, like, you can go over, but we're talking about causes high blood pressure, causes other health issues. You know, your body starts breaking down. Stress can literally break you down. Like, there've been studies where it just breaks you down. It starts with the immune system, it attacks the organs, it just breaks you down. And it starts with signs like your fingernails might be a little too brittle, losing color. Your hair, you're losing it, you're going bald, it's going gray. Your eyes, you got bags in your eyes. You're stressed, you're, you know, you're always tensed. Nothing's funny to you anymore. Appetite, stress kills because it leads to so many other variables. So it's crazy. Anxiety, I'm big on that too. I know I had bad anxiety. As my last episode, I opened up a little about my mental side, what I was diagnosed with, what I've been through, how I've been getting through. Anxiety's tough, man, and it's scary because you can be, there's been times where I was driving and I forgot what it was. I had to do something and it was important, but I just freaked out. I just started shaking, couldn't do it. I just started screaming. I was just mad at myself. I was in the car, just like raging. It's like, just screaming, bam. Like, I kind of feel like an idiot. I'm like, how did I forget that? And I look back, I'm like, you can't control it no more. You missed the cutoff. The time's going, you can get the time back. Why are you worried about something? So I had to let that go. So that's one thing I had to stop. It's the reason why I have my morning coffee, because my anxiety. And it does. That's why I do my meditation. That's why I do my yoga. That's why I stretch. Those things benefit me, help me. And they can also help you guys out too. If y'all try this stuff, I'm telling you, get a morning routine, get your morning coffee and stick with it. Planned actions. I don't know about you guys. I'm big on planned actions. Now, I don't mean like, let's go plan something out. Like, let's go do this. Like, oh, let's go. No, I'm talking about like planned actions. Like, you know what you got to get done that day. So what are going to be your planned steps to get those done? What's going to be your planned action? What's your action plan? How you gonna initiate it? Okay, I know I got these. Let's say you work at Amazon, right? You're an Amazon truck driver. Okay, cool. I know today I got 230 packages. How can I knock these out? How can I take these next? I got to load the truck. I got to be... Start planning your day out. Or let's say you're a business person and you got like two presentations that you gotta present the next 45 minutes. How you gonna accommodate that? Yes, is the content ready? Is it done? But you gotta prepare for it. You gotta get ready. Maybe I should put more time to the side so I can do a walkthrough. Maybe I need to, see what I'm saying? So planned actions are very, very important. Another reason I say planned actions, because when you plan things out, plan it out so that way it affects you in the long term positively, that delayed gratitude. And I'll talk about that later on, more down the road in other episodes. But set yourself up delayed gratitude. Don't get that instant ramen noodle satisfaction. Get that delayed gratitude. Yes, I know I just did this right now, but it didn't benefit me till 3 months later. But 3 months later now, I went from 5,000, now I have 15,000 because I made that investment, or I made the money move. See, you know, that delayed gratitude. And then a to-do list. You see a to-do list? So there's this thing, it's like this color personality test. I'm an orange. People might know what I'm talking about. There's like blue, green, gold, and like orange. Orange are the people who are like, you walk in their room and everything looks like chaotic, but they can find what they need instantly. Now, my room is not dirty. I keep my room clean, but every now and then I do have moments where like my desk might be a little clustered. My room might look like, what Frank Ocean said? A tornado blew around. It might get a little rough. So I found out that I was like, you know what? I'm like a chaotic mess, but it's like an organized chaotic mess. But it fits me. It helps me. Like right now, I'm doing this right now, I got my notes out. I got my water. I got everything. I got my microphone set. Like I'm setting stuff up. It looks all crazy, which is why. But I'm in the process of getting like my whole office like environment set up. Right now it looks a little wild, but guess what? I know where everything's at right now. If I need to find something, 2 seconds. Now somebody could be behind me, over with. So basically with that to-do list, I don't really like to-do lists, but I have noticed that with my personality, I kind of do need a list to keep myself structured. I need structure. I'm not saying I need rules, I need regulations, I need to be whipped in line. No, slavery's dead, yo. This ain't modern day slavery. But I do need some type of structure, some type of way to say, okay, Eli, you know you can get this stuff done, but this is how much you gotta do it. Don't forget, because me, I'm very forgetful. I will forget. So that to-do list in the morning is gonna help me get myself right, keep myself going, and make myself better. So that's the morning coffee. You got your routine, you know, when you get up. Take that time to yourself. Don't, if you can, clear. I'm gonna give you a little challenge. From this day forward, I do everything I say. Like I eat my own dog food. I take it to the chin. So basically what I've been starting to do is I've been starting to take cold showers. Yes, cold showers. People are probably like, this dude's wild. Benefits behind it is super, super, super good. I just go ahead and Google 10 benefits to taking a cold shower. That's all I'm gonna say. Mind blowing what a cold shower do. I've been doing it. I do it for about a minute and a half. Just get in, you know, I might pray, I might meditate, I might try to think, but I let that cold water just hit my body, just quick rinse off and I get out. Now, reason I said minute and a half because I take a shower, but I'm building up. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the point where I can actually go in there for about 5 minutes and just take a cold shower. That's my end game. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but that's what I'm doing. So get that routine, find something that gets you going. The challenge I'm gonna tell you this right now is when you get your routine, sit down today when you got time, be like, hey, in the morning, I wanna start doing this. Or I know during the daytime or during my afternoons, I don't have enough time to get this or I don't have enough time to go to lunch because why? What's setting you up? It's obviously in that first beginning of the morning. Are you hitting snooze? Are you eating too much food, taking your time? Are you, some people I know, get ready ASAP and then just sit down. On people, I do that sometimes, but yeah, I don't do that. People get up and legit be like socks, shoes, ready on the door and then just sit there and you're like, just get up and go. Look, you can be saving yourself some more time. Do what gets you going. Like I said, I paint, I podcast, I journal, you know, yeah, just do. Now, what I mean by it, make sure it's something productive too. I know some people, oh, I like playing video games. Yeah, dude, that's good. But like, you don't get up every day to play video games. You know, do something that's going to benefit you. Do something other than that. Do something you may not like, but you want to incorporate. Or do something that gets you going to the point where it's like, you know what? This is going to get me going. Like, if I read this book, if I read a chapter, I can get going. Or if I just write down a couple of things, or if I stretch, or if I just go run a quick mile, this is going to get me going. And then time management. This is in the very, very morning, this is where you can absolutely conquer. You can beat today based off your morning, or at least set yourself up for great success for that day. Because if you don't, your day is gonna, another thing I'm gonna ask you to do throughout this week, add up how many good days you had versus how many bad days. And I bet those days you had bad days or rough, they're a little rough, check your morning routine. Now, get it, life happens. Like, you know, God forbid this happens, you can have a great day and then boom, car accident. That's a real party pooper, man. That's pretty tough, you know? Like, you won't get in a car accident and then it's like, dang, like party over, like in your, you know, but happens. Hopefully it don't make it a car accident. But yes, time management. Get up early and conquer that time and use that as a good habit to keep going forward. Kind of got a little off, lost my train of thought there, but that's where, just manage your time, get up early, keep that extra time, because that's how you really start your day off and conquer the day. So yeah, there we go, it came back to me. The good days and bad days, at the end of the week when it's Sunday, calculate how many good days you had versus how many bad days you had. And those bad days, see if you journal, see if you might have did some yoga, see if you got up and did something, you painted or did something different. Hey, you know what? I'm not good at poetry, but I want to get into it. I'm going to start writing poetry. Hey, you know what? I'm interested in podcasts. I need to get it set up. How am I going to do it? Start doing research on it. Boom. It's crazy. It's that simple. Just get out of the water break. But it's that easy, man. So you'd be okay. I love y'all out there. We went over pretty good thing. This is the morning coffee episode. I hope y'all like it. More episodes will be coming. I'm going to keep throwing heat at y'all. I'm dropping the other day mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Taking it back to the old school days where you had the little tapes outside. You know, people say, oh, listen, what's my SoundCloud? Yeah, I'm going to drop that link. Man, what's your podcast? Yeah, I'm going to start getting on it. But social media be coming back soon. I'm just going through this cleanse, y'all. Just bear with me. I'll put a face to all this. And I will be having my YouTube channel starting very, very soon. Actually got some help on that. Shout out to my cousin Kid. He doesn't know this yet, but my cousin Kid will be doing my videos. Yeah, you heard me, bro. But I'm going to leave y'all how I leave all my future podcasts. You are made of stars. All the neutrons, protons, electrons, everything that's in you and everything that's in our atoms comes from stars. The energy in stars, stardust. We are from stars. So the things that you look up that shine bright from millions and millions and millions of light years away, that's inside you. So don't let nobody kill your shine. Much love, peace, be happy.